This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. Prepare yourselves for a torrid session as the geopolitical tensions escalate. Markets fear we're on the brink of war and the global markets are in a tizzy. Yesterday, we had the Dow down 1.3%, the S&P 500 lower by 1.8%. The S&P 500 is already in correction zone, having lost more than 10% from its 3rd January peak, and the Nasdaq was down 2.6%. The technology market in the United States has been underperforming. Apart from geopolitical tensions, it's the rising interest rate environment which is hurting the high-growth technology names. Ukraine has declared a state of emergency. There are reports of cyber attacks on several Ukrainian state websites. The US State Department has also added they've not seen any indications of Russians backing away. And there are fears that perhaps an attack could come as early as tonight as well. For our own market, we've been in a difficult spot. So yesterday, despite having a gap up opening, trading in the green, the market sold off in late trade. And by the end of it, the Indian markets had closed in the red for the sixth day in a row. The crucial level will be the 16,800 mark. We found support there. It coincides broadly with the 200-day moving average. Let's see whether we can defend that. This is also the February monthly expiry today. So that usually adds to the volatility. The FIs continue to be sellers, 3,417 crores sold in cash. The DIs bought 3,024 crore in the cash market yesterday. Talking about the big stocks to track today, Indus Towers, because Vodafone PLC, which is the UK telecom operator, has launched a 2.4% block deal to sell its stake in Indus Towers. The release also says that Vodafone PLC will look to sell an additional 4.7% stake, and they're in talks with one of the large shareholders. So basically what this means is for Indus Towers, there's fear of a supply overhang, right? One of the promoters is selling shares. So that's put pressure on the stock price. For Vodafone Idea, which is the Indian arm, the news is positive because Vodafone PLC will raise money from Indus Towers and use it to plow it back into the company. So that's a positive for Vodafone Idea. For Bharti, it's a negative because reports suggest that, that 4.7% stake, which Vodafone PLC additionally wants to sell, it could be in talks with Bharti Airtel, right? For Bharti, it's they will consolidate their holding in Indus Towers, but it's still an expenditure of close to about 3,300 crore rupees. And plus, a stronger Vodafone Idea is also not good for Bharti Airtel. Vedanta board meeting on the 2nd of March, where they'll consider an interim dividend. Mindtree held its analyst meet yesterday, where the company spoke about how they're planning to grow their business. They're looking at mining their top 100 clients. They're looking at geographical expansion, incubating new businesses. And they also spoke about how margins above 20% will be reinvested back into the business to develop sales as well as technical capabilities. Dilip Buildcon is a 1,255 crore order, so that's a positive. But in a scenario where the markets are deeply in the red, I don't know how much of these stocks are going to be moving to positive news. But with that, I'm going to take your leave. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.